The Expanded Galactic Matrix. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this in English on the morning of September 24, 2025. When most people think about the Matrix, they immediately relate it to the Matrix of Earth, as if there weren't another bigger version of the same off-planet. I would describe reality as a series of more or less self-contained matrixes, one for each civilized stellar nation that has achieved interstellar capacity and, therefore, becomes a part of a larger galactic community. But even when those interconnected civilizations, of whatever species which are compatible with each other, conserve one or another degree of identity and independence of thought and organization, they have mingled with one another for so long that the basic structure or flavor of their cultures has become quite uniform. That basic structure I am talking about and which prevails throughout the galaxy has been created, shaped, or formed by the Galactic Federation, which acts like a government behind all stellar governments, uniforming its members into having the same frame of thoughts, values, and ethics, all under the imposition of the idea of having a standard space law which acts like the basis for all interactions between its members. The Galactic Federation has sold everyone, including countless interstellar civilizations, the concept or the idea that without it, chaos and anarchy would end up destroying everyone. The Galactic Federation's main argument is that there will always be a need for treaties and alliances to unite its members to face all the challenges which exist. Challenges that go from natural disasters, one or another of the member star nations will inevitably face sooner or later, or be prepared to confront a rival organization, which may be similar to the Galactic Federation, or a simple invasive race or group of races, which may want their resources. This brings up the need to develop a legal framework which all members of the Federation should follow to guarantee good relationships among its members, and also to have a frame of reference to face other challenging races and situations. This led to the development of space law as we know it today. All this sounds very nice and logical, therefore, nearly everyone liked the idea and fell for its temptations without thinking about the negative aspects of having such a galactic government ruling everyone from behind. Treaties are a good idea most of the time, but in my opinion, only when there is complete transparency and their size is manageable, and that is the first big problem with the Galactic Federation, as it is simply too large for any kind of level of transparency to exist in it, much less for any one of its members to have any degree of good understanding of how it works, and even less to have a say or even influence the whole of it. An example of this would be the Triad, which is the treaty between, or with Antaria, which was mostly a standalone star nation that, until recently, depended heavily on the Galactic Federation, until it joined the Alcyone Council and its extended alliance with the Superlarge Irma Confederation. The Triad is already quite large as an organization because it brings together the Alcyone Council, which is the organization and alliance between all the stellar nations within the Pleiades M45 star system, the Irma Confederation, which brings together all the stellar feline races, and Antaria. But in the case of the Galactic Federation, it has simply become way too large, as countless star nations, one after another, sought to join it over a very long time period. This caused the need to naturally develop suborganizations within the Galactic Federation to manage more localized problems and needs. An example of this would be the Alcyone Council, among countless others, but not the Irma Confederation, as this last one only includes feline star races who have managed to conserve their culture, needs and way of being, better than everyone else. This is surely thanks to the stubbornness that defines felines in general, because even when the Irma in general are officially Galactic Federation members, they have always followed their own rules from the very start, and the Federation has not been able to force the cats into fully obeying their space law. Any similarity between what I just said and your house cat's behavior is not a coincidence. The problem with the Galactic Federation is that it is way too large, so much so that it has become obscure and therefore inaccessible to the point where no one wants to take the responsibility for any large sector of space, for fear that they may be stepping on the jurisdiction of some other part of the Galactic Federation, which they cannot find. So, no one takes action when a problem becomes too large, and the chaos and anarchy that the Galactic Federation was supposed to prevent starts to respawn, this time caused by that same organization. This causes big problems, because having an organization that is as unmanageably large as the Galactic Federation becomes the same thing as not having any organization at all. So, it has become obsolete and useless, as in my opinion and that of others like the Antarians and the Irma, the Galactic Federation has become so large that it ended up collapsing under its own weight. But making things a lot worse, in all its uselessness, the Galactic Federation still effectively imposes its space law, which so many stellar nations take and cherish as the guidelines for their societies. But as there is no clear leadership in the larger part of the Galactic Federation, space law becomes inflexible and a dogmatic set of rules which often act in detriment of countless of its members, especially those who may have special needs, as they cannot be effectively helped by the mass of the Galactic Federation because of the technicalities and rigid regulations everyone must blindly follow in order not to be ostracized and taken out of the organization. This is obviously the case with planet Earth. Then we have another big problem, which is that in space, and with all those vast distances in it, as seen only from the material side, of course, there is no such thing as a defined existential density, as there isn't such a thing as a standard time frame for everyone. What I am trying to say is that many times, there is no way to define if something is in our astral or not, and this brings up a big worrisome problem. Even when there is no one to go to within the higher, more expanded parts of the Galactic Federation, those parts which would be the conglomerate of large groups of star nations, and areas in space, we all agree that there is some form of control mechanism over all of it. Something controlling it all from behind, and that we are not allowed to see, much less understand. This brings me back to what I was saying at the beginning of this video. The Matrix as such is far more expanded than what every one of us is led to believe, especially those on Earth, as humans there think of the Matrix as only affecting that planet, and wrongly thinking that everyone outside of it would also be outside of the Matrix. As I said above, there is one sub-matrix for each stellar culture, as there is on Earth as well, within its planetary cultures. But all of them hold the same basic principles, which add up to form the more expanded galaxy-wide matrix, or larger. This brings me to another point, which I know is quite shocking to many people on Earth, and causes them to easily enter denial. The Matrix, as you all know it on Earth, as the set of rules and perception agreements which unify the perception of all souls into perceiving reality more or less the same way, exists outside of the planet as well. This gets a lot worse because the Matrix on Earth is often associated with Western culture, and what I'm getting at is to tell you that there is more, so-called Western culture outside of Earth as well, a lot more of it to the point where it has spread everywhere among the Galactic Federation members, becoming the most prevalent structure. I know it's not the exact same one as on Earth, as many elements change, and there can be big differences, because each stellar nation imposes its own flavor on it, and groups of stellar nations may agree on having basically the same social structure. But it is very much the same as Western culture as you know it on Earth, only with another softer government based on the principles of holistic societies, which use step councils, and having transcended the need for an economy as such. This is especially prevalent among human Lyrian star races, but not only, as other very different ones have adopted the same social structure, mostly as a consequence of protracted Galactic Federation influence. Of course, in space, this social model I am talking about is not called Western society. I am only using that term to be understood by all of you. I don't think it has a name, it just is, and it is what is adopted by most stellar nations when they exceed a certain level of development, especially those that have human Lyrian genetics. This is why so many things I have shared with you may sound, quote, too human, as many of you have been programmed to think of extraterrestrials as strange, difficult to understand beings which evolved in very different ways. And in the vastness of space, that is perfectly true as well. But there is also a very big component of countless stellar nations which act like humans, because they are more humans, and other species with compatible mentalities also adopt the same social frame to fit in with organizations like the Galactic Federation. The Matrix, as you know it, is far larger than the one on Earth, and it is mostly unified by the action and existence of the Galactic Federation and its inflexible rules and regulations. Those of you who are familiar with the concept of the Matrix also know that there is always something controlling it from behind, something many authors call the Archons, which may include reptiloid entities and so on, all of which live by exploiting suffering and other emotions. There is no reason why we would not think that the same thing is happening in the expanded Galactic Matrix as well, making the idea that the Galactic Federation was infiltrated ever more real, but it gets worse because the mere fact that it became so unmanageably large also makes it easier to infiltrate with complicated mechanisms, which surely include astral components. And there surely are several aspects and levels of infiltration, regardless of how much one or another enthusiastic stellar nation may deny all this. Something is clearly not right with the Galactic Federation, and this becomes easier to see the further up you go while you observe it. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.